floor over you.
Walking the floor.
I'm walking the floor.
Walking the floor over you.
Hola, senores and senoritas. This is Chris Shiflett, and I'm sitting in a hotel room in Denver after a long day yesterday out at the Seven Peaks Festival. That was fantastic. What a great, great festival they have up here a couple hours outside of Denver. That was the first show of this 2 weeks of tour dates that I've got coming up here. We're making our way out through the Midwest, heading out to Americana Fest out in Nashville, but we got a bunch of shows ahead of that. If you haven't gotten your tickets yet, I highly recommend that you do, and you can go over to chrisshiflettmusic.com. In a couple of days here, on September 3rd, I'm going to be in Milwaukee at the Back Room at Colectivo Coffee. I played a show there a couple years ago that was absolutely fantastic, and I'm expecting nothing less but the same kind of thing, except it's going to be full band. I got a full band with me, so it's going to be a lot louder than that acoustic stuff. Then the night after that, it's pretty much straight through till we get to Nashville. After that, we got September 4th in Chicago at Shuba's, September 5th in Indianapolis at the Hi-Fi Indy. We've got September 6th in Columbia, which I think is outside of... where's Columbia? I think that's outside of St. Louis. Songs for Soldiers Festival. That's September 6th. That's a festival, so not like a headliner club gig or whatever. And that benefits veterans. You can get all the details on that if you go over to my website. Then September 7th, Cincinnati, Ohio at Top Cats. September 8th, Louisville, Kentucky at Zanzibar. Heading over to Asheville for the Grey Eagle. I played at the Grey Eagle with Elizabeth Cook and Kendall Marvel earlier this year, and it was great. Asheville, North Carolina, obviously a great city. A lot of fun. And then heading over to Nashville, Tennessee. September 10th, I'm going to be playing Kendall Marvel's Exit Inn, his Honky Tonk Experience at the Exit Inn. And there's going to be a ton of great guitar players and folks playing that night. It's going to be really good. And then some other fun stuff like Paul Cawthon's Big Velvet Review and the 30 Tigers showcase and a bunch of stuff. It's going to be great. And also the Grand Ole Opry on the 14th. And then head home. So that's all the dates. All the tickets are up and on sale. Head over to my website. Check that stuff out. And another little reminder for all you people listening. You know, I put out a new record a couple of months ago. It's called Hard Lessons. Also on my website, if you go to the web store, there's like bundles and stuff still available. Or just go stream it at Spotify or Apple Music or Amazon Prime or whatever it is you stream your music, man. Check it out. Listen to the record. Buy the record. Come to the show. Get a t-shirt. It's all happening. And while you're tailgating at the show, you can also be listening to the Walking the Floor playlist on Spotify. Man, it's the best playlist in the world. Walking the Floor. Just look for it on Spotify. It's good. So we played up at the Seven Peaks Festival yesterday, which if you don't know about that, that is a festival that the one and only Dierks Bentley started a couple of years ago. This was the second year that they did it. It was incredible. I gotta say, honestly, one of the nicest festivals I've ever been to or played at. It was clearly designed to make the artists playing feel very, very comfortable. It was like an incredible location up in the mountains outside of Denver, and the backstage was just like spot on. All the people that were working there were super helpful and nice, and everybody on kind of Dierks' crew and the people that work with him are all really super sweet and just like made us feel right at home right from the minute we pulled up. And a lot of times when you're like the little band pulling up in your van to the big festival, you know, it's those kind of shows can be kind of tough and you can kind of get lost in the shuffle. But that was not the case at the Seven Peaks Festival. It was just fantastic. Backstage had like, they had a masseuse, they had a barber. For people who were so inclined, the marijuana enthusiasts out there, there was like a little cabin with like filled with edibles and all kinds of marijuana products, because we are in Colorado where it's legal. I didn't partake, but I know some people did. This was just all in the backstage. They even had people giving out B12 shots, and right next to that was a little oxygen station where you could hook up and breathe pure oxygen, you know, so like I guess, to combat altitude sickness. I didn't get altitude sickness, but I did get some oxygen. I did get a B12 shot, so hopefully I won't get sick or anything while we're out here on the road. I posted a picture of that on my socials yesterday, and of course, that led to a few people getting upset, which it just cracks me up, because everything you post on social media, I could post a picture of myself holding a puppy or a kitten or something, that would piss off half the people that respond to it. It's just social media is so fucking lame. So remember what I say, kids, fuck the internet. It's stupid. All right, let's get to our wonderful sponsor, Zounds.com. You know, nobody out there makes the best gear from the best brands more affordable than Zounds.com. You never have to pay full price all at once when you buy from Zounds. And if you use their exclusive payment plans, you get to create music, not how am I going to pay for this headaches. And they make it as easy as possible for you. So get on over to Zounds.com. When you need your strings, you need your guitar, you need your amp, whatever it is you need, sounds.com. Okay, so the other day it occurred to me that I was like, oh, wow, I got to put up a Walking the Floor episode on Monday, and I don't have any interviews in the can. Normally, I like to bank a lot of interviews, and then I just kind of like dole them out every couple of weeks, but it's been a really busy summer, and I ran out of interviews. So after that Lumineers episode a couple weeks ago, there's nothing left in the can. So I've gone through all of it. So I thought, since we're starting this tour this weekend and we were up at this festival and there are all these cool artists up there, I thought I'd just walk around with my iPhone and my little microphone hooked up to it, and just kind of whoever I encountered throughout the day, I just maybe ask them a couple questions, which is exactly what I did. And that's what this funky little episode of Walking the Floor is going to be. I talked to you know, a bunch of guys and some young bands that were on the Whiskey Row stage where we were playing. And my good buddy Kendall Marvel was also on that stage. So I talked to him a bit about, you know, about his new album and about whatever he's got going on. And I talked to Dierks Bentley, actually popped by the Whiskey Row stage. And so I cornered him for a minute and stuck a microphone in his face and had a little chat with him. That's great. And I just gotta say, Dierks, what a super, super cool dude, and what a great festival runner. I was just so impressed, man. Like I said, I've been to a lot of these things. It's not often that you leave with a big smile on your face, and we drove back to Denver last night with a big, big smile on my face. So here is me as a roving reporter out in the mountains outside of Denver at Seven Peaks Festival. This is Walking the Floor. All right, this is Chris Shiflett walking the floor out in the middle of Colorado in the mountains in a field with my good friend, Kendall Marvel.
Morning, afternoon, whatever it is.
How are you, sir?
Rocky Mountain High, my friend.
Doesn't it seem like it was like we just toured together quite a bit in the earlier part of this year? Doesn't that feel like it was like 16 years ago?
In a way, it seems like it was yesterday, but in another way, it seems forever ago. You're right.
I'm going to interview you more extensively soon. As a matter of fact, I've been talking to Shelby about that. Maybe when I'm in Nashville for Americana Fest. So there's a ton of stuff I want to get to about your new record and everything, but let's talk about where we are. Where are we right now?
We are in Buena Vista, Colorado, at the base of the mountains for the Dierks Bentley Seven Peaks Festival. And it is pretty damn nice, I must say.
It's interesting. Like, I always notice this with like festivals that bands or artists put together are a little more user, they're a little more artist user friendly, a little more welcoming.
Absolutely. Yeah, they know what, there's a special little tent down there just for special local things you can only get locally. And yeah, they got a masseuse.
What are you talking about?
Just something that, I don't know, makes you feel funny.
Something that grows.
Yeah, and it's not
wild,
it's not Coors.
The hills of Colorado.
Yeah, it's exactly right. It's not Coors, yeah. I promise you.
I heard they have like, yeah, a masseuse, killer food. I heard there's like, now I'm drawing a blank because I'm fucking stoned out of my mind right now.
Yeah.
I'm actually not, but yeah.
They have everything.
Oh, they got everything down there. Yeah, I mean, I've got my my massage schedule for 4 o'clock.
But even down to like the dudes working the stage, like, you know, we're playing on like the side stage or whatever. And normally, you know, you sort of, you get a thick skin with these things if you do it for a while, because you show up and it's like the local crew dudes and the sound guy are like, fuck, another stupid ass band. Fuck these guys. Right. But not today. Very, very friendly. Everybody very welcoming. We've been here for like an hour and I'm having a blast.
I got here early this morning. Yeah, they got their shit together around here for sure.
Yeah, no doubt.
Yeah, it's one of the better ones.
Well, I'm going to go get some lunch, and I'm going to check back in with you later. We're all fresh right now, but I'm going to check back in with you in about 12 hours and see where your head's at.
It's going to be up there.
Since we're just sitting around here, let's talk about your new record. What is your new record called?
Solid Gold Sounds.
And for people that don't know, it's produced by Dan Auerbach from Black Keys.
Yep.
How did you hook up with that dude?
You know, somebody introduced me to a guy named Dave Ferguson. Fergie, they call him. And Ferg produces Tyler Childers and Sturgill and Margot and engineered all the Johnny Cash stuff with Rick Rubin. So he's a real rootsy country guy. And he heard my record and was like, I think Dan might like this. Me and Dan are working together on some stuff. And let me run it by him. And he ran it by him. And he liked it.
The rest is history. Yeah. Well, how is he as a producer? Because his records have, like, even though they're different types of artists, they have a vibe. There's like a common thread to them, you know? And your new record, for people that haven't, I mean, obviously it's not out yet, so most of the people listening to this have not heard it, nobody's heard it, but it's fucking amazing, dude. It's like, I liked your first record a lot, but this new one is like, it's a distinctive step forward.
Well, I appreciate that. I feel like it is too. It's totally different than the last one. You know, totally. Like I said, I love Low Down and Lonesome, but
There's a sleaziness to your new record in a weird way. It almost feels like a sleazy 1971 recording or something.
We've done our job then, yeah. Yeah, Dan's got his Easy Eye sound. That's what it's called over there. There is a common thread in it. It's like I've had craft beers like that where, like, you try all these different beers and there's something. They're all completely different, but there's something in every one of them.
Right.
That you like can't put your finger on, like, yeah. You really, and that's what all the.
It sounds like your record to me. Like when I hear it, it like feels like it could be like the soundtrack to a Tarantino movie or something. Like, so it's got that kind of feel to it.
That was the plan, and actually, you know, the album cover and the first video. I mean, that was all based on Tarantino stuff. Like we wanted it to look that way too.
Wait, is there a video out now? Do you have a video out for it?
I do. Well, the first song was "Hard Time with the Truth" that just came out a couple of weeks ago. Yeah, and it was you know, we had the suitcase that has something in it like in Pulp Fiction,
right.
You know. So yeah,
it's got your soul.
Exactly. Everybody wants to know what it is. Yeah. I tell them it's a toupee.
What are your plans for the year after this? I mean, obviously we're sitting out here in a field together, but what are you doing once? When's the record coming out, and then what are you going to do post that?
Record comes out October the 11th, and it'll be right when the Chris Stapleton tour starts. So I'll be out with Chris Stapleton and Brothers Osborne from October 1st through the first weekend of November.
Don't forget me after that. When you're out there in the stratosphere, in the bright lights of fame. Yeah, we're still going to be bros, right?
Yeah, I kind of figure, you know, in a year or so, the Foo Fighters will probably be opening up for me. You know,
I'm going to hold you to that.
Out hanging out with whoever.
That's right, hanging out backstage. What was your name again?
Ray.
Ray. Full name. Full name and the name of your band.
Ray Akers playing with Teddy Robb.
John Menefee, Teddy Robb.
Niall Hay playing guitar for Teddy Robb.
Yes. Okay, you guys are young bucks out on the road, just fucking cutting your way through the fucking music biz. How do you find the festival?
GPS.
Yeah. No, not like that. Don't listen to Adam. Don't listen to Adam or Pedal Steel. He's going to fuck the whole thing up. He's here to sabotage your interview, man. Do you enjoy this sort of modern day festival culture business that happens nowadays?
I do. I very much do. They take care of artists, and I'm always happy to go to a place like this.
Where are you guys from?
Nashville, based out of Nashville.
All right. How old are you guys?
26.
26.
27.
Fuck yeah.
Doing it.
I like it. What's your story? Where are you guys from? How did you get where you've got?
Originally from Baltimore, Maryland, but in East Nashville right now.
Okay.
Yeah, been there for 10 months.
10 months.
Fresh boy. I'm from Dallas originally. I met our guitar player after a Broadway gig at 3 in the morning, and the rest is history. I'm here playing playing some great country music out in Colorado.
Okay, now, outside of keeping a nice, bubbly, positive attitude, tell me about the nitty-gritty, the underbelly of this world in which you inhabit. What's on the downside of you being an up-and-coming band to out there touring, cutting your teeth in this day and age?
Well, John,
I want some fucking shitty, fucked up road stories. That's what I'm heading to.
John snores.
Your mom ain't fucking listening to this thing, all right? So let's fucking, I want to hear about cocaine and
strippers.
What else? John snoring uncontrollably. God, what else?
So let me get this straight. Snoring uncontrollably is that's like your version of Motley Crue's The Dirt. What the fuck is with these kids?
Trying, I don't know. John, you're the freshest. What do you say?
Well, we got paid $50 from our manager last night to sleep together.
Yeah.
Nice.
Share a bed.
Fuck yeah. That's
hey, that was worth it.
Here we go. Let's go. Keep it going.
We opted for the room to ourselves just to keep some decency in it.
All right. And where's who's the front man in the band?
Teddy Robb.
I know, but where is he?
He's doing a CMT interview.
Well, fucking talk some shit about this motherfucker. Where is he? I know you don't like him.
Nah, he's cool. I'm like subbing on this gig, man.
Oh shit. See, that was a way to pass the buck to you. Tell me the truth about Teddy Robb.
Oh, I don't know. He could be better at soloing, but you know, that's.
Son, you just got fired. Where's Teddy Robb? I'm playing him that answer. All right, seriously, thank you guys for let me interview you here for a minute. Yeah, cheers. Hey man,
what's
how
up,
you
doing?
Hey, I'm Chris, man. How
nice
you doing?
To meet you.
Hey, do you mind if I interview you guys real quick before you go
Absolutely.
On stage?
We have 2 minutes. Let's do it.
Let's do it. Okay, state your name and your band name and what you're doing right now.
We are Seaforth and we're standing backstage.
Seven Peaks Festival.
Where are you guys from?
From Sydney, Australia.
What are you doing in Colorado?
We're out here looking at the flowers.
Fuck yeah.
We walked here. It was
a
long.
Do you know our bass player from Australia?
We do now.
We do now.
Fuck yeah.
We're great friends now.
There's only 7 people in Australia, so I think we're cousins of some sort.
That's right.
But no, we're about to play. We're excited. It's great to be here. The weather's beautiful.
Do you like this festival?
It's first time, but so far it's great.
Nice.
So far it looks fantastic.
Do you tour the States much?
This has been our first year experiencing it. So
this is your first tour up here ever?
Oh, yeah.
First time really up here. We've been traveling the U.S. a bunch this year, which has been amazing for us. It's been a dream come true. So, yeah, we're super excited.
Well, I'm going to get out of your hair and let you guys get to it.
You're a legend, man.
Thank you very much.
Big fan, man.
Have a good one, guys. Have your
shoes. Wearing wigs and high-waisted Wranglers. And he came out and sang with us. Oh, yeah, we do, like, a lot of nut taps and a lot of, you know, 90s dance moves and all this shit.
We got a lot of nut taps in our fucking set, too.
Yeah, here, real bad. This is my fake
real
band.
Nut tap.
This is my fake band, the Hot Country Nights. But Travis Tritt came out and sang with us at the end of the night. Then we went on my bus with him. It was just so cool to be around. A little Friday night here is on 90s country bands.
Right,
so these bands that, I mean, they're the people we grew up listening to, and they come back out here. Everyone dresses a certain way for us.
And what is this? Is the second year?
Second year of the festival.
Your fucking festival is together, dude. For second year, it's like really, really together. So, how hands-on are you with all that?
I studied a lot of the Fry Festival. No, I'm kidding. I'm real hands-on with it. It's something I've wanted to do for a long time. I love the mountains. I'm always looking for an excuse to come to Colorado. So just had to find the right location that felt like Colorado. Because if you're in Denver, it feels like you're a big city.
It feels like you're in L.A.
Yeah, exactly.
Nothing against Denver. Yeah. Denver people listening.
Or L.A. Well,
no, I can talk shit about L.A., dude. I live there.
L.A. is rough, man. L.A. is a tough one. So we found this place. It's a little bit of work to get here, as you probably know. I mean, you fly to Denver and you got to drive two, 3 hours to get here. But once you get here, it's not a band that's been here that hasn't said to me, man, I wish we were staying longer. Last year, Miranda Lambert had a private plane waiting for her at this airport over here, and she canceled it. She walked on stage, she goes, I'm not leaving.
No shit.
Yeah, because once you get out here, it's like, man, it just feels so good. We call it Seven Peaks because there's 14,000 of the mountains in view of the campsite. And it's just a great spot, man, but I appreciate you saying that. It's fun.
Well, any festival where we're doing like fucking B12 shots and sucking oxygen before the show, it speaks to the altitude, but also like the fucking making it comfortable for the bands.
The details, man. Yeah, fun. We want it to be like the great fan experience, obviously. It's like the whole weekend. They're giving the whole Labor Day weekend to come here, so the fan experience is important. But part of makes a great fan experience is when the bands are happy, because then they walk out on stage, they bring all that love out there, and it's
I don't think people realize that, because now we have like festival culture in America is thriving nowadays. There's festivals everywhere, all over the place. But I don't think people, and I'm not going to complain about it because they're great, but I don't think people understand that sort of dynamic of like you show up at 10 in the morning and you basically stand around and feel that all day with crappy catering and you're kind of thirsty and there's nowhere to hang out and it's hot and it's like uncomfortable. And then you have to get up on stage and go like, hooray, we're here. And you have successfully like removed that part of it, which is great for us.
It's me and a guy named Brian O'Connell, who's like the head of Live Nation, so that's helpful. And he's done a few of these, Watershed and The Gorge, Washington, Lake Shake in Chicago, Faster Horses in Michigan. And he's just trying to take, because country's the same way. All the festivals I started playing, you know, it's box lunch.
Right.
You get a box lunch. That was your lunch. And so this is a whole nother deal. Trying to catch it. Trying to get country music the same level of respect as some of these, Coachella or something. I don't know. But this is better than Coachella.
So this will be an ongoing thing.
Yeah, I hope so. You know, hopefully get close to breaking even one of these days, and then we'll go from there. But as long as Live Nation lets us keep doing it, we've doubled the attendance from last year. And did you make it down to the Summer on a Beach stage?
No.
Oh yeah.
No. We were dicking around up here.
There's a whole like.
I heard you did a little surprise show down there.
I've been to every show, so I sit side stage and watch every band. I haven't missed a band yet, and it's just cool because it goes everything from like, you know, hardcore country, like, you know, Kendall there right now doing his thing, to you guys, to bluegrass music, and it's just kind of all over the place, and it's kind of asking fans a lot to see if they're going to go there with us, but they have, man. But to me, making a festival is like making an album. You got to make an album for yourself. You can't make an album for people, because then it sounds like you're pandering. It's going to be have no heart to it. So
it's kind of like your mixtape, live mixtape.
It's my live mixtape, and I'm hoping I make it for me. I made the festival for me. I want to see bands, book bands I want to watch play and hang out. But I hope fans like it, because if they don't like it, then there's a problem. But so far, it seems like everyone's digging it.
Well, thanks $1 million for fucking including us in this. It's amazing, and it's a treat for us. And we sort of based our whole run of dates around this thing.
Thank you guys.
It's great. Thank you.
Can't wait to watch the show, bro.
Indeed.
All right, that was Seven Peaks Festival special field report. Walking the floor. This is Chris Shiflett. I'm out. Please come see me and my band out on the road these next 2 weeks, all through the Midwest, heading into Nashville. It's going to be a hoot and a holler. We are going to have a good time. We got the Cordovas out with us. I think these shows are going to be really good and really fun. And if you haven't gotten your tickets, get them today at chrisshiflettmusic.com. Hope to see you all there. Adios, amigos!